Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about Google Analytics, and specifically what metrics in Google Analytics you should actually care about. If you've ever looked into your Google Analytics for your website traffic, you can see that it can be a little bit overwhelming. There's a lot of information there. There's a ton of data. And we've decided to kind of talk about what we feel is the most important thing that you should be focusing on when you do go into analytics, if you're like Tim and I, and time is a very valuable resource and you don't have much of it, but you kind of want to have a good understanding of, you know, who's coming to your site, what they're doing, how much time they're spending, and so on. So we decided to talk about what you should be paying attention to.
Yeah, definitely. And to be clear, this is definitely not a exclusive list. This is just what we think are the most important things. So if you're not used to Google Analytics and you get overwhelmed by the incredible amount of data that's there, this can be a good list to start with. And so depending on what industry that you're in and what kind of website you have, it's going to vary based off of what's important. But I think this is a good starter list for just about every website. These things are going to be important.
Absolutely. And the first thing that we think is important is the source medium. And what we mean by that is what type of traffic's coming to your site, how they're getting there, whether it's organic from Google, whether it's direct traffic, someone has your link and they're coming straight to your website, or whether or not it's a referral from another website. So for example, Tim and I have Divi product businesses, and we get a lot of traffic from elegantthemes.com, which is the creator of Divi, because they're always doing blog posts and write-ups and reviews and tutorials and stuff, and sometimes they feature us. So, you know, a lot of our traffic is going to come from there, and it'll tell you that it's a referral traffic. Now, how do you access and find that? You know, the path is going to be acquisition, traffic, source medium. And we'll put this in the show notes so that you can see the path that we're talking about specifically, but that's going to tell you, you know, it's really important to know where your traffic's coming from, because if your traffic is coming from, a referral, for example, a lot of traffic, well, you want to know that, why is this site sending us a tremendous amount of traffic and stuff? So it's just good information to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next one on the list here is very similar. So source and medium is going to show you kind of, as David described, where your traffic's coming from. But referrals, so similar path, acquisition, traffic, referrals, that's going to show you just the referral traffic. So source medium is going to include direct traffic, your Google traffic, if you're running Google Ads, and then it's going to show you the referral. So that way you can see, you know, what percentage is coming from there. Another one I'm going to touch on here is channels. So if you want to kind of see high level, you can see direct versus organic versus referral versus social versus paid search versus email. Well, then acquisition, all traffic channels is going to show you that breakdown as well. But referrals is going to show you just the websites that are sending you traffic. It's not going to include your direct traffic or email or social, anything like that. And so it can be a really good way to see, as David mentioned, who's sending you traffic. You want to know where those traffic is coming from. And for example, if you get a lot of traffic from one particular site, well, then you can figure out ways to increase that. You want to double down on what's working. Or if you can see a certain traffic might not be that much, but it converts really well, well, then you can go and figure out how to increase that, because the traffic that website's sending you is really, well-targeted, and, you know, they're buyers or whatnot. So yeah, that's definitely a very valuable metric.
All right. The next thing we're going to talk about that we think you should pay attention to is, how are they getting to your website? Where are people landing? you know, when they come to your website. Are they coming straight to your homepage? Are they coming into another page? This is really valuable information. It lets you know the entry points of how people are getting to your website or where a lot of them are landing. So, for example, you're going to want to go to behavior, site content, all pages, and then it's going to give you all of the pages, your top. Immediately, it'll show you your top 10 entry place points on your website. So if you're doing blogs, 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, your main entry point is going to be your homepage. But beyond that, you want to see, where are they landing? What are they coming to your website for? You know, if you've got a blog and you're producing a lot of blog content, you can see where a lot of times the blog content, what's ranking well, what people are coming to your site to read and stuff. So you can actually produce more content around that type of topic to get people to come back to your website more consistently and stuff. I remember a few years ago, before I knew anything about analytics or, you know, what it meant to kind of look at it and stuff, and Nick Roach from Elegant Themes told me that your analytics should be dictating the type of content that you're producing. And at the time, I really didn't understand it, but this pertained to what I'm talking about right now, because this will give you a good idea of what users are interested in that are coming to your website. So if you keep getting, you know, like this one blog post that consistently ranks really high as an entry point and it's getting a lot of traffic, you're probably going to want to write more blog posts around that specific type of topic because your audience is very interested in it. So I understand now more fully what he meant by that statement, but and it is very, very true. And this is going to help you do that.
Yeah, definitely. And then the next section we want to talk about is location. So we talked about referrals, so where your traffic is coming from the internet. But now we want to talk about where they're coming from geographically, where they're actually located physically. And so this might not pertain to all businesses. If you have a local only business, well, you're going to see that all your traffic is coming from your local area. But if you have an online business like David and I have, where we have traffic from all over the world, people buying our products from all over the world, well, that's very valuable data. And so to find that, the file or the path is audience, geo, location. And so then you can see what countries are you're getting the most traffic from. And then something that kind of goes along with that, and I guess it kind of goes along with all of this. If you have an e-commerce website, what we highly recommend doing is make sure that you have a WordPress plugin that is able to send your e-commerce conversion data to Google Analytics. And then you have to enable that data within Google Analytics. And so basically, if you're using WooCommerce, for example, WooCommerce has an official Google Analytics plugin. You just plug it in, put in your Google Analytics UA code, and then it'll start tracking your actual purchase data. So then everything we just talked about becomes so much more valuable, because now you can see, okay, we're talking about geographical location. You can see what countries you're getting the most revenue from. And then you can go and you can look at your referrals or your source medium, and you can see, you know, if email is giving you the most revenue, or if it's from Google Organic, or if it's from a certain website that's referring a lot of traffic from you. And that is crucial for an e-commerce website to be able to see what's working, and not just working from a traffic standpoint, but what's working from a revenue standpoint.
Absolutely. And I know we didn't talk about this, but I do want to throw this out there because this is hugely important. You can use your analytics to see what types of devices that they're viewing your website on. Now, you know, it's a mobile first world. Everybody's got, you know, and rightly so. I mean, everything is moving to mobile, and you need to understand what your visitors are viewing your website on. So, for example, Tim and I's web design, you know, WordPress web development and stuff, 9 times out of 10, those people have desktops. They're viewing us from the desktop. So mobile first doesn't really apply to us because our audience is desktop first. But if your audience is mobile first, it's going to let you know if you need to specifically focus on that. And you can get all of that information in Google Analytics. As a matter of fact, it is insane the amount of information that is there. that you can dig in and optimize and just take your business to the next level. So if you're not, do what I did. You know, I didn't know anything about Google Analytics in the beginning, but I knew it was important. So I made sure that I had the tracking pixels on my website. I had my UA code set to where when I did understand it and I did have the bandwidth and time to come back and look at it, at least all of the data would be there for me because it's not retroactive. You can't put it on 2 years after your website's been built and online and expect to get that information 2 years down the road. So if you don't use it, at least have it turned on and put in there so that when you do have the bandwidth or the time to go in and learn it, it'll be there for you.
Yeah. And I want to add something here. As David was talking, I was looking at, I was thinking, huh, I wonder what percentage my visits are desktop and mobile. And I've looked at that in the past, but I haven't looked at it lately. And so just for this year, so year to date, January 1st, 2019 through March 6th, 2019, we're recording on the 7th here. Just about 85% of my traffic is from desktop, which, as David mentioned, we're selling products and we have resources for web designers. So it just makes sense that they're visiting us through desktop computers. But here's the interesting thing. Since I have my e-commerce data tracking on, 99% of the transactions are coming from desktop. So even though there's only 85% of the traffic is desktop, which leaves about 13% mobile, about 2.5% tablet. I'm rounding numbers. Probably didn't do the math correctly there. But 99% of the actual transactions are coming from desktop. So just a fun fact for you there. This is the kind of data that you can hone in on with Google Analytics. But you got to, as David mentioned, set up the tracking. Even if you don't have time to look at it now, set it up so that you can look at the data later.
Yeah, ours is a fun fact, I guess. I opened it because I wanted to see it. And ours is actually close to 90% desktop, 89.67% desktop, 8.96% mobile, and then 1.3% tablet. And then I'm also at 99% purchases because we have e-commerce tracking turned on too. So in our world, it's not a mobile first world. So just because you hear that term and you're throwing that out there to your customers that you're building websites for, you know, make sure you educate yourself because their audience may not be mobile first. Their audience may be desktop. And this is the way you find that out. So, all right. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic for you. You're going to love it. It's going to be a fun one. Outsource what you don't like doing. I'm all for it. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.